Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It's 7 a.m. here on the East Coast in New York, but joining me today is Emma Jane Brown of EJB Events, and it's a little later over there, based out of the UK. Emma, welcome back to the show.
Hi, yes, good to hear from you.
All right. So, Emma, why don't you share with everybody, you know, where are you now? What's going on? I know you have a crazy schedule at all times. You're always bouncing around. But, you know, fill us in a little bit. How was the past week that you had?
Yeah, the past week has been very good. I was in London for 4 days, so I was organizing meetings and seeing new clients and then going to the venue where we're obviously going to be doing this event in April for Carlo Ancelotti, the Real Madrid ex-manager football. So we were sorting all that out. And then last weekend, I was up in Lincolnshire, which is about 2-3 hours from London. And I was looking after 15 para show jumpers. So 15 ladies and guys and a couple of children, all with different disabilities. So we organised a clinic for them for 3 days where they took their horses and the owner of the best, the best equestrian centre in the United Kingdom, we were allowed to have for everything for free. So he was very, very generous and they had an incredible time of not just being there and not having so much stress of all the other things they normally have to deal with, but the whole place free for them and free food and free stabling and free accommodation actually on the premises. So it was a wonderful time for me to see people actually not so stressed and enjoying seeing their wonderful children or their friends, you know, riding these horses and having fun. We were like one big happy family. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. And do you think that when you do things like this and you say, you know, everyone's involved and everyone's one big happy family, what gives you that feeling, that sense of, I needed to do this with my life. I needed to do something extra like this. You know, because a lot of people in your place, you know, would say, you know what, I got so much going on right now with work, with, you know, my own career. I don't have time for this. You know, what is it about yourself and the feeling that you get that keeps you coming back to doing this type of, you know, charity work and really extending time that you don't really have?
I think my main piece is that I love my sport tremendously and I want to give something back to my sport. And also for my charity work, you know, I don't have much time. Everybody knows that who knows me and people that get to know me know I race through my weeks and my weekends and I'm back on another week, you know, before I've even blinked, really. But the passion that I have for these people, and when you get to know them more and more and you understand what they go through in the mornings before they even get out of bed, and their passion to have, you know, their horse and to ride their horse, it's their dream. It's the only thing they want to, you know, do that really
sure
gives them pleasure and really makes them feel happy. So because they have a restriction with their disabilities, if I can do all I can do to give more for them, then I want to do that, because the fulfillment I got after the weekend and driving home on the Sunday evening, you know, where you sort of, you're on your own and you assess how the weekend's been and what's this and how it was or what could be improved or whatever, I was inspired beyond belief and incredibly overwhelmed by how humble they are and just, you know, just a little bit of giving your own time is so precious for these people.
Absolutely. But now, Emma, I got to ask, when was the first time that you said to yourself, all right, I want to give back? I mean, you know, how old were you? What state of mind were you in? What place in your career were you at?
I think I was at the end of my career when I had more time, obviously not competing because of my allergy. And I think by having my allergy and having the abruptness of ending my sport very quickly put me into another series of my life of where I needed to find something that was going to give me the pleasure back, because my sort of hole that I'd lost now from not being able to compete was gone, you know, and I needed something that inspired me, that made me move on from, you know, the sport I could have done, but I don't do anymore. So probably in my middle 20s, and I was always a person that went along to charity events when I was young and, you know, always wanted to try and help whatever. But as I've got older, I've wanted to do more and more. And it's just, as I say, it's just giving back, isn't it? It's giving some time to these incredible people. And when I spoke to some of their mothers at the weekend, you know, the stress and the time they have to prepare things, and one of, you know, the children has to go on a drip before, you know, in the morning for 2 hours, and at most shows where they go, there isn't a facility, there's just like, a toilet.
Right.
And here, they had their own accommodation, they could go and have a rest, it was wonderful that there was nobody pushing anybody around. And I think the greatest thing was that on the Sunday, we actually put a competition together for them, where able riders and disabled riders competed together. And
very cool.
There was 42 riders. And in the top six rosettes, my three para show jumpers were first. So one of the para riders actually won and beat the able. And my other para rider was third. And the other one, who had only literally just gone back to riding and jumping after her illness, was sixth. Now, I just couldn't stop beaming with my smile, because...
That's incredible, yeah.
To make that contact between able and disabled on that day was incredible. And
sure.
For them to actually go in and win rosettes, you know, at the end of their training weekend, was a fantastic end to the great weekend. But it also got a lot of able people to recognise them more, which is what I'm there to do. And they were all given, had a very good friend that made them all jackets to put on over their riding jacket when they're training. So they have my company, EJB Events, and the logo on the front. And then on the back
right.
of their jacket, in big letters, they have para show jumpers. So the able people can notice them when they're walking around and watch out when they're training. And people can begin to get to know these people, because why not? Why shouldn't they be noticed? Why should they not get the support, you know, not just from me, but from other people
Absolutely.
As well?
Now, I meant to ask, now, what
yeah.
is the general reaction to people in the crowd, or people, even, you know, people that aren't disabled, to you know, the people that you work with?
I think the horse industry at the moment is not very supportive at all, which is great frustration for me, and this
right.
is another real reason why I'm pushing the boat out there to say, listen, you need to recognise and stand back and appreciate what these people go through. I mean, one of the girls there, Claire Pope, a lovely girl, she only has one arm, and she rides her horse with one arm. And to watch her in the stables, she goes and fills the water bucket up for the horse to drink the water with one arm. She tacks the horse up with one arm. She
Wow.
doesn't moan. She is so overwhelmed and happy and so proud to be able to be doing this last weekend. She was just full of, you know, thank you. I've never heard so many thank yous from people, but genuinely
sure.
thanking me. And at the end of the show, you know, we just had sort of like a cup of tea and a get together and said, you know, listen, all of you have a safe journey home. She was loading her horse on her own up into the horse box, and she was driving on her own 3 hours back home with her horse. Now, that's when it really is put into perspective.
Yeah,
how
definitely.
Brave and how incredible these people are, because, you know, we all moan and we all whinge about things, and we always, you know, say this isn't good. But, you know, there was no moaning at all with that girl. The whole weekend I was with her, and she was just fulfilling everybody, just watching her and seeing her. It was just mind-blowing of how brave she is.
Wow. I mean, and you would think that people, and I'm kind of surprised to hear you say, though, that people aren't as supportive, you know, as you would like, even, because it just, it kind of surprises me. I don't know. It's not, I would think that today...
It's very surprising, isn't it? And it's even more surprising for me, because I've been in the horse world, and all I need is some respect from them and assistance, and then we can all join together. But, you know, this is the beginning of the doors opening for us. As I say, I've had wonderful support from the whole of the show that allowed us to be there. A lot of the organisers and the people that were working, whether it was in the cafe doing the food, they could not stop helping and being so happy and smiling. And they really appreciated these people. They said to me, you know, we see hundreds of able people all year at the show, you know, with competitions all year. And we have to put up with rudeness, and we have to put up with so many different things. And they said, you know, these people are unbelievable because they're so polite. They're so thanking everybody. And, you know, we've really not done a huge amount. Okay, we've given them food and done this, but, you know, gosh, that's nothing really to what they go through themselves. It's nothing, is it?
Yeah, you think, I mean, it puts a lot of things into perspective, certainly. Which, you know, but again, you know, Emma, like I said, here at CMC Radio, and for myself included, I am very impressed with the way that you are, your persistence in giving back and working with the different charity events. But I want to move on a little bit now just to focus on some of the work that you're doing with EJB Events. So for everyone that's just joining us, again, I'm with Emma Jane Brown of EJB Events. The website is ejbevents.co.uk. And this is a, again, if you're just joining us, or if you've been listening to the last, you know, couple episodes, this is part 9 of a 10-part series that we're doing. This is a very cool company that Em is running, and if you could think of an event, she can put it together and do it. But guess what? With Emma behind the wheel, you don't really have to think too hard because she's got a lot of cool plans in mind for you. So I want to know more about the upcoming event that you have. I know you mentioned it earlier with Carlo Ancelotti.
Yes, that's correct. We have got very lucky to get Carlo Ancelotti before he goes to Munich to be the manager for Munich in, I think, June this year. So we're very lucky to get hold of him with time and everything else. But we are organising an evening with him in London. It's going to be about 650 people, and he's going to be on stage and talking about his career in football, and then afterwards, you know, how he's managed to be a manager and how difficult the ups and downs are of being a football manager. And it's going to be 90 minutes, so it's very different to a normal chat show that they would do on TV here or wherever, where it's normally, you know, 15-20 minutes talking about things.
Right.
You've got him for 90 minutes. It's a gala dinner, so it's going to be very, very good food. And because he's Italian, we have also chosen a celebrity chef who's Italian, Aldo Zilli, so he's going to be doing the food for that evening for all the guests. And again, we've chosen the charity that is Teenage Cancer, so that's going to be a worthy evening as well, because again, it's involving me getting another charity involved in, you know, being involved in that evening. So that's taking a lot of organisation as normal, because, you know, once you get the go-ahead with contracts and who's happy, the venue, we have to organise, we have to then, you know, start selling tickets and promoting it. So it's full on now. You know, everything's organised, dates booked, and it's just getting tables sold now, and, you know, time ticks on, doesn't it?
Now, let me ask you this. You said 650 people will be in attendance at this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many of that are do you intend on booking for the actual event itself? Is there a designated amount that you have to kind of set up?
Yeah, we have a ticket company, obviously, that will sell tickets, the gold tickets, which are like £350 ticket, mm-hmm. which is a reasonable price for the evening you're going to get, because you're not only going to get a legend on stage, you're going to get a great host that's going to, you know, interview him. You've got the gala dinner, which again is going to be wonderful food, unusual to what that venue would do, because obviously a celebrity chef has stepped in. So I will organise to get celebrities there and get the other footballers. We have a lot of uh-huh. football clubs in London, such as Arsenal, Tottenham, West Ham, Chelsea, obviously, where Carla used to be
a
manager.
Cool.
So we'll get the players, hopefully, you know, it's a Saturday, so most of the matches in England, in London, kick off about 3 o'clock. So because they're not far away, we can then, you know, get the footballers in cars organised by me to get them to the venue. And it'll be lovely then, because you as a guest will actually get more out of the evening, because you'll be seeing famous footballers there as well. So
sure.
You're not just going to see Carlo on stage. You're going to see footballers at other tables. And, yeah, it's exciting. We've never done a sports person before. We've always done Hollywood A-listers. But it's good because we're finding people, you know, there's a lot of people interested in sport all around the world. So we're finding it that they're interested in this. And again, listening to somebody tease of his life and how his career has been is again inspirational for people that evening, and everybody will learn something from it.
That surprises me very much that you say that this is the first sporting type event that you've put together, you know, with sport stars, we'll say. You know, with you having a background in sports, I would think that you'd be all over this.
yeah,
now, how hard was it for you to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy, because a lot of the sports people, well, I'm different because I've always done sort of interviews when I was young, when I was riding, and I did some stuff on TV and I did radio, and I was always into that. But a lot of the sports people are not, and it's quite amazing when you try to interview some of them. They're not, you know, media. They're media shy. They just don't like it. So
right.
You actually get them on stage, you know, where everybody is looking at them, is quite daunting for some of them. So it's not as easy as you think, even though with my sports background. But I think once the ball gets rolling and they come and they see, it will open doors for them to say, yeah, you know, I would like to do that. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting event because it's new for us and different, but yeah, we obviously want to do a lot more, you know, this year, hopefully.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, obviously, it to you, is setting up an event, no matter what type of event it is, if it's a private thing, if it's a public, you know, huge thing like this coming up, I mean, does your approach to the to maintaining it change, or is it all pretty much the same?
I think it's pretty much the same, but, you know, some of them want certain things, and some of them, you know, ask for things that we've never, you know, had to organise before. So it just depends, really, on the host and also, you know, who's the celebrity that's coming. So we have to work around that, and, you know, we can't just go bowling in and say, you know, well, we want you to do this and you've got to do that, because it's not like that.
Right.
That's the, you know, there's a lot of conference calls and getting to know the person. And of course, again, it helps with my sports career, you know, with my past career, because they understand that I understand them being a sports person. So that does help. And also, with the celebrity A-listers, it helps as well, because I know how they want to be looked after. You know, not everybody knows that. So I understand if they don't want to do this, this and this, because I know I wouldn't, you know, if I was asked to approach for that. So I know the barriers to a limit, you know, and we try tread carefully, and you know, hopefully get the results. And they agree, and then off we all go. We all know our own jobs. We don't step on each other's toes, and then you know, it's head down and let's get a successful, you know, another event.
Absolutely. Now, I want to know, as far as when you have guests from overseas, okay? Because I'm sure it happens. And, you know, you got people traveling, they contact you and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be in the UK for this amount of time. You know, what can I do? What is it? What does that entail for you?
Yeah, I mean, we get, you know, different sort of companies wanting to do something different up near me, you know, maybe go to the races or explore, you know, parcels. And so we're open and ready to do all those things. It's not just people wanting to go, you know, to events in London. They want to see other parts of Britain. So,
right. Sure.
You know, we're open to do that. We have a booking hopefully coming up soon from some people in Europe that want to come over with some of their staff, and they do ride, and they want to sort of come to a clinic and learn more and also have a really horsey sort of time when they're here. So that would be good. It'd be good for them to come and do that. And obviously I'm, you know, number one expert on that, to organise with people and the right people and the right venues. But it is a struggle for me with my health, obviously, because of my allergy.
Right.
I mean, it was quite cute, really, at the weekend, because we obviously had medics around, you know, just in case anything happened or whatever. And, of course, the disability people were saying to me, oh, gosh, Emma, are you okay? And, you know, have you taken your medication? And, you know, please don't be ill. And I'm looking at them thinking, oh, my gosh, you know. Excuse me. My illness is nothing to what you do.
Right.
And have to put up with it. So they were very concerned, bless them. They were, you know, please stop if you need to. And I said, no, listen, you know, you keep going, I keep going. So, yeah, that'll be exciting to have people over in the summer. And, you know, as I say, we have wonderful race days at Ascot, Cheltenham in March, and Sandown we have also, which is near London. And polo, we have, you know, a lot of people interested in polo.
Right.
They love that for a day out as well. So there's a lot of horse disciplines out there that, you know, people can get to, you know, go and do.
Now, how soon in advance should people contact you if they have something in mind, you know, a time frame that they're looking at?
Well, I think if they're coming to London, you know, in June or July, they should really sort of get connected maybe March time or whatever, so that we really do know what's there. And of course, if it is a race, you know, that they want the races they want to go to, we need to know quite ahead of time, because for tickets and also for private boxes, because they're so popular that people will have these boxes year in, year out. So, you know, we need to, you know, be ahead of the game for that, because once tickets and everything have gone, you know, I try to be, you know, I try to have my wand out there to make this happen and make that happen. But if the tickets are gone, I can't, you know, just wave a wand and say, here, we can go now, because they're gone. So, but yeah, so sooner is better. And we love to be organised. And also, you know, maybe a couple of weeks before they come, something else is here and we offer that and change this. So, you know, it's best to really contact us or get to know us, you know, sooner than later.
And for all those that might be joining us super late into the show, again, I'm with Emma Jane Brown of EJB Events. Emma, I want to ask, as we're coming down to the last 5 minutes of today's show, and I know we have one more show left next week, but I want to know what one of your favorite events that you've put on personally has been. I mean, is there something that you felt was a massive success, or something where you generally or genuinely thought, you know, this was a cool idea, this was cool that I was able to help put this together?
I think the one I really loved was obviously when we did Al Pacino, and we were, you know, very lucky to be able to organise clients to go on a jet with him, you know, up to another show in Glasgow. That was a wow factor for everybody because it's never been allowed before. And I think to get the trust and, you know, actually allow clients that amazing wow package to fly with him and watch the show and fly back. And I can remember sitting on the jet looking around and looking at him and, you know, just thinking, gosh, I mean, that was really, today you've got to feel proud of yourself. I don't normally, I'm very sort of, you know, normal and I don't brag or show off. I just get on with what I do. But I did have a little smile to myself and think, you know what, that does put you, you know, higher as a list of, you know, concierge companies wherever.
Sure.
That really does give me a red rose out there because, you know, it's never been done before. So that was
right. That
was a great one. And I think getting couples to do things together as well is really, a lot of events, you know, the guys go to and the women sort of, you know, aren't going there or don't want to do it. But to get couples to do shooting and, you know, all have a lovely weekend and like each other's company and everybody's happy is a lovely feeling as well for me because, you know, I want everybody to be happy, of course I do, but when you get that connection together with everybody on both sides, I feel that I've, you know, got everybody how it should be. So it's very important to me. I'm a very giving, pleasing, you know, oh, I always wanted to tick all the boxes for everybody to have a good time. So, yeah, that other event was another good one.
Those
two are special at the moment.
I mean, for me, I know that, you know, being on a plane with Al Pacino would be one of those things that obviously you would never forget. You know, the wow factor is certainly there.
Yeah. It's once in a lifetime, and it's really, you know, it's normally money can't buy because it doesn't happen. So for me, when I say the impossible is possible for EJB events, there is an example of something that was possible.
Absolutely. Well, Emma, we have we have a little bit of time left. I want to ask you one more question about, you know, something that you're thinking of down the pipeline for the company. Unfortunately, we can always touch upon it again for our last episode. But what's something big that you want to try to do for this year or the year or maybe 2017 even?
For this year, I would love to get some people from New York and in the States to come over and really, you know, show in detail what we can do and how good things are and different things in London that maybe they've never done. And also, again, show them some great places, you know, up north. It's really, you know, we've got good clients here in London and we've got clients, you know, further up in the country. But I would love to get some Americans over. Yeah, I have American relations, so I have cousins that live over there, so it's always nice when I send back things and show them and they all say, oh gosh, we're so proud of you. It'd be lovely to show them that I've got some happy Americans that come over.
Absolutely. Well, that's the goal, right? It's always to expand and keep building on what you're doing. And it sounds like you're certainly doing things in a great way. I mean, obviously, like I said, I say it every episode, but you know, from everything that you do with your charity work to everything that you do with your, you know, crazy personal time that you really don't have, you know, professional life often always exceeds everything else. And, you know, for you, obviously, you have a great balance between your career, the charity time. I mean, I joke around with you all the time about it, but, you know, make some time for yourself.
Yeah, I know. Do you know how many times people say that to me? They say... you know, you need to make some time for yourself. And that's true. But when I'm very, you know, dedicated. And once I get myself on a goal, I have to keep at it. So I think that's sometimes a good thing, but sometimes can be quite, you know, a force on you because you always want to keep going and succeeding. And sometimes you have to rein back and say, listen, you need just a little time to yourself. But I do, you know, listen, I'm not working 24 hours every day.
Right.
I know on Monday when I came back after the weekend, I was exhausted because I'd been full on in London, and then I was with the, you know, para show jumpers at the weekend. And I think it's an adrenaline as well. You know, once you come off that adrenaline that you're helping everybody and you're checking everybody's okay and safe, and, you know, it's a real woof. And I was so exhausted on Monday that I just, you know, stayed at home, and I, you know, did all my stuff at home, and a couple of friends came to see me, but very briefly, and I just didn't really want to see anybody. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but I needed that time to recharge my battery to come to London on Tuesday and Wednesday, which, you know, I'm here still, and to have meetings and, you know, meet new clients. So I needed that day in the house with the doors shut and nobody in there, literally just some space.
Well, Emma, we hope that you have a good week for this week coming up. And unfortunately, we're out of time for today. But we're going to have you back on the show next week, I think the same time, on Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. here on the East Coast. So please, have a great week, and I want to thank you again for coming on to the show.
I'd like to thank you, and as always, everybody, have a great time in New York today.
All righty. Well, everybody, please check out EJB Events. Again, one more time, the website is ejbevents.co.uk. And from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Have a good day, everybody.